Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Claryville to 53 in Tannersville. If you notice a bit of a difference in the way I'm reporting early morning temperatures, it's because I have switched over to the New York State Mezzonet Direct Telemetry. So we're not going to get as many towns listed, but the data will be much more accurate. Snow falls today, 1,300 miles away near Pierre, South Dakota. Over here, we have a wonderful couple days in store as autumn seems to take a pause. A few clouds form today as the temperature rises to 70 degrees by 3 p.m. Overnight, the mercury dips to only 56 degrees. Then, tomorrow we'll have some stiff winds, but also a high of 73. Saturday night, winds get gusty and chances of rain enter the area. We will see a low of 63. Sunday, rain lingers, as do the winds, and we get a high of 73. Overnight, stays wet and the temperature dips to 59 degrees. Monday, it dries out and we get a high of 72. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 12:02 a.m., low tide at 6:48 a.m., high tide at 12:44 p.m., and low tide, once again, at 7:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 54 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 5:34 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:28 a.m. Looking way up, we see a speedy plasma stream is already ramping up geomagnetic activity, pushing the Aurora Oval down through those Canadian territories. Solar wind speed is currently 557 kilometers per second at 11.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark. AM radio might still work. Overnight, all frequencies will have fair conditions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 65. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.